1350 KMAN.
Hey, I'm Kathy Dawes now, along with John Job. And John, of course, is Raleigh County Extension 4-H agent. Busy guy of late. Always busy, but more so perhaps more recently. 537-1350. If you do have questions or comments, toll free 866-776-1350. Or you can tweet us at 1350 KMAN. And got through the fair. I'm sure you're kind of wanting to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief.
You know, several people have asked me that. As a matter of fact, I was just out in the lobby and somebody said, does it feel good to get through the fair? And one thing that I have to say is this year's fair was tremendous, and it really didn't have that heavy feel that maybe it's had in the past. And as we sit here and talk, you mentioned a minute ago, a lot of it has to do with the weather. We saw huge crowds come out. We won't be able to put any numbers to anything for a couple weeks down the road, but just from what I was seeing coming into our Potter Hall facility, out in the barns, and down in the rodeo and carnival grounds, just tremendous crowds. You know, as far as it being a successful fair, I typically gauge that. I'm a little bit biased, but I typically gauge that by just the enthusiasm and participation from our 4-H'ers and our families. Our fair every year really is kind of a culmination of hard work and experiences and experiential learning from our 4-H'ers, not just in livestock exhibits, but also in projects that kids are displaying within our Potter Hall facility. So, you know, this year I really made it a point to kind of get out and about and check in and speak with our 4-H families. And it just was, everybody was really relaxed. Everybody was, you know, getting along. Everybody was in a good mood. So all in all, I think it was a tremendous fair. So I'm excited to, like I said, to see in the next couple weeks some of those numbers come in. We typically gauge bodies out at the fairgrounds by carnival participation and rodeo participation. So, but just from the eye, I'd say things were over the top successful.
And I know when we think 4-H, we sometimes forget about just the variety of projects they can be involved
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. And that's something here in the next couple of minutes I'll kind of get into with us pushing into the new 4-H year as school kicks off. But, you know, for anybody who did have the opportunity to kind of come out and check out what our 4-H youth were displaying as far as projects this year, I think it's interesting to see and hear the reactions from the general public when they do come out, that kind of whoa factor as they move through exhibits, not only just livestock exhibits, but some of the stagnant exhibits we have indoors, that they didn't know those were a possibility within our 4-H program. One of the things that we do right before fair time every year is we host our annual fashion review, and we have a public fashion review component. And that always, for some reason, surprises people that here are these young kids that are not only purchasing in our buymanship component, but they're making their own clothes. And not only that, but these clothes are really fashionable. And so as they walk through and they see those type of things hanging up, they go, whoa. We have a lot of kids that are very, very talented artist, not only with the creation of, you know, paintings or some type of craft or ceramics, but one of the things that's really popular here locally is photography. And if you've ever had a chance to walk through and look at some of the 4-H'er photography, it's absolutely out of this world. I mean, really, really, really keen eye. So, yeah, so those are kind of some of the things that we offer up for the general public. Something worth mentioning is one of the goals of our office, and really our program as Extension and 4-H Youth Development, is to make the fair a place where it's not just about people coming in and experiencing the 4-H projects, but a place where they can come and participate in the fair as well. That's something that we've really worked on the last couple years. And there are a couple opportunities to do so. And this year, we definitely saw the public participating in droves. We do our pie contest every year. And this year, I think we about doubled down. We had, I believe, 23 participants from the general public coming out and entering their pies. We do we have open class exhibits that people can bring their open class items in and have them judged. We also do a Fair Olympics event, which this year was pretty unbelievable. We had some 60-some participants, which is a pretty traditional Fair Olympics. But it's those kind of things that says we're on to something, because the public is actually not just coming out to check out what we have going on, but actively participating in fair time. So
that is very exciting.
It's exciting.
And I, as you prepare, of course, as you, with the school year starting,
yeah,
maybe a reminder. It's a good time to remind people what 4-H
sure,
has to offer.
Sure. And especially for, you know, those of you who maybe came and saw what we had to offer and thought, wow, I have a child or maybe a grandchild that could benefit from something like this, or who might be interested. And here we are at the beginning of August and getting ready to roll into the new school year here in the next couple weeks. And this is our time of year where we're saying, hey, if you're interested in getting involved with 4-H youth development, come and kind of see what we have to offer. And if it's something you're interested in, dive in head first. You know, we do monthly project days, so young people can come out on a monthly basis and work through various projects with not only youth volunteers, but adult experts in particular areas. We do different types of showcase events throughout the year, competition style events. And then we have opportunities on a monthly basis for experiential learning, whether that be through STEM or other activities. So if you're out there, you're hearing this and you're thinking, you know what, I have a young person that might be interested, I'd go ahead and give me personally a call at the Riley County Extension Office. So that's John Jobe. I'm the Riley County 4-H agent. And you can reach me at 785-537-6350. So give me a holler. I'll get you plugged in. As Kathy mentioned, we definitely have something for everybody.
I know when Jennifer was in last time, Jennifer Wilson, the director, she was talking about all the things that the 4-H really helps to you develop.
Yeah.
Speaking skills, organizational skills.
Definitely.
Just all sorts of different
absolutely,
things.
Absolutely. Definitely on the social skill spectrum, just speaking in general. Throughout the year, as I mentioned, we have some of those showcase events. Some of those are public speaking or demonstration. As a matter of fact, I was just up in Onega yesterday. I helped do a little judging up there, and some of the kids that were giving demonstration speeches that I was able to judge, I'm just blown away that at 7, 8, 9 years old, they can stand up, give a formal presentation, and just really articulate what it is that they're trying to get across to their audience. So wonderful opportunities for public speaking and sharing.
I can always tell when I have people in that are younger that you
sure.
know, they either have 4-H or debate speech, one of the two.
You know, on top of that, there's some other things that kind of fall into that ability to not just stand up and talk to maybe a group of people, but to carry on a conversation. One of the things that I think all of our different project areas build is self-confidence. So I just notice a lot of our young 4-H kids are very confident in the way that they do things. And so that's something we look to do.
And 4-H always keeps up too with technology. I know you did a lot of robotic stuff and you know, all kinds
so,
of different things
and that's,
you get into.
That's not only a push here in Riley County, but across the state. We, you know, my personal passion is STEM. And so on a local level, we certainly do a lot of stuff with technology and, as you mentioned, robotics and just STEM stuff. So we are trying to stay up with the times and do modern things.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure. Anything else you're needing to add today, John?
No. So, again, just give me a holler if you're interested. John Jobe, the Riley County 4-H agent. You can reach me at the Riley County Extension Office, 785-537-6350. I'll hook you up.
Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Jobe with us. We'll take a break. When we come back, Lon and Kathy Ostrom, foster parents, are going to share some of their experiences with us. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.